Thanks, Chairman. Through Sir Richard. Sir Richard. Chairman, your $693,000 a year stipend is about three times what the highest paid Aussie chairman would be getting. And I notice it's 10 times the base of the rest of the board, which is also way out of whack with the normal Australian system, where a chairman would normally get maybe three to five times the base of a regular garden variety NED, non-executive director. Why is that so? It just seems out of whack. I've no problem with, I think we should be paying our regular NEDs more, but your whack seems to be a touch over the odds. And when we have this discussion about the domicile, which I think will come up later as well with some of the other director elections, I'm just conscious of your personal financial position in leading the debate on that, i.e. you make three times as much as a British chairman as an Australian domiciled Rio Tinto would ordinarily pay, given the prevailing board pay rates in Australia. So why are we out of whack with the prevailing Australian system? And Tom's $12.6 million last year, fair whack of that came courtesy of the BHP bid and the repricing of our stock. Under his contract, how much would he get if the board agrees to a BHP takeover and he departs? So I know that he's also got a minor conflict on something like that, and therefore it is up to the NEDs to steer that sort of negotiation. But what is the maximum payout to our CEO if there is the change of control under his contract?
Well, this is for Richard.
Some interesting points. I think what I'd like to say first of all is that having spent most of my working life in the pharmaceutical industry, that was recognised as a high valued industry and they got paid very well, that as I spend my last day in Rio Tinto, at least people around the world recognise now the mining industry for what it is. It's a highly valued industry. That's shown in the share price, and I think we're paying our people properly in a global market business. And that also true for the chairman. The chairman is employed to spend at least three full days a week in this business. That is his contract. He's not just somebody who flits in and flits out. This is a big global business that requires an enormous amount of attention. And the chairman spends an enormous amount of time on this business. And if we compare what he gets, because he gets basically a base salary, he gets no short-term incentive plan, he gets no long-term incentive plan, he gets no other perks other than a basic salary. And last year, he received a 10% increase in that salary in pounds. Everything in the annual report is reported in dollars. And, of course, the dollar has decreased against the pound. But what he got was a basic 10%, highly competitive in the UK market, and I don't think that is out of control at all. If we compare that in the global business in the UK, where we are now, Rio Tinto is something like the third major company in terms of capitalisation in the UK market, then that is absolutely where it should be. In terms of Tom's contract, Tom has a contract like all other executive directors. He's on a one-year notice, and if anything happened and Tom had to leave the company, he would get 1 year's salary. There could be some mitigation in that, but I doubt it under those circumstances. And in terms of all his other plans, they are contractual plans. They have certain performance targets associated with them. All those performance targets would have to be assessed at the point in time where change of control took place. So Tom would not walk away with a wheelbarrow full of money on the basis of somebody else took over the company. There are very, very strict controls in place for that. And in terms of conflict, I think it's quite a wrong assumption to think that because you own a big piece of the company, somebody's going to come along and take it away, you'll say, that's great, I'll make a lot of money. That is not how people behave. The guys who run this company have been here for many, many years. They've put years and years into this business. They've struggled when mining got nothing. And now they're getting something, and they've built a great company. And they ain't going to walk away from that just for a few million dollars, I can assure you.
Thank you, Richard. Just occurs to me while I was listening to you, you mentioned in my case 3 days a week, it seems that I've made a fatal error in not supplying my timesheets, but there we are.